أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا نفخ في الصور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون. فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون. ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون. تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون. ألم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم بها تكذبون. قالوا ربنا غلبت علينا شقوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين. ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. قال اخسؤوا فيها ولا تكلمون. إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون. إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين.
Then when the trumpet is blown, then there will be no relationship between them on that day, nor will they ask each other. Relationships will all be dissolved and the relationship will not be able to help and be of any benefit. Similarly, each one will be overwhelmed with his own concern, that he is disconcerned about the next person, he will not ask about the next person. Every person is just concerned about himself. It will be such a horrific scene on that day. A caller will call out by the command of Allah Ta'ala, is there any person that has got any claim against the next? On that day, even a child will desire that I can have a claim against my own father, that I can gain some of his rewards. Can you imagine what a serious scene this will be? There will be no relationship whatsoever. Relationships will all dissolve, and each one is as though literally grabbing the neck of the other, one to gain his own salvation, disconcerned about the next. However, the righteous, Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, that أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضٌ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The friendship was because of Allah Ta'ala, so that friendship will continue even on the day of Qiyamah. They will be of help to each other on that day as well. That is why the Quran Sharif says, Alhaqna bihim dhurriyatahum, that we will join up their children together with them. Parents may have been extremely righteous, parents were good, children were also good, but they could not reach the level of piety of their parents. In the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, He will join them up with their parents. Then, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, whose balance of deed will be weighty on that day, then they are the ones who will prosper, and whose balance of deed will be light on that day, then they have brought loss to themselves. They are failures. To abide in Jahannam, their faces will be burned, and their lips will be disfigured and displaced. The scalding fire of Jahannam, and displacing their lips as they drink of the drink of Jahannam, boiling hot water. So the lower lip will shrink up and reach up to the chest, and the upper lip will shrink up and reach up to the head. So the whole face will be disfigured, as though he's be grinning, teeth showing out. What an ugly scene. Alam takun ayati tutla alaykum, weren't my verses recited to you and you used to reject them? And they will plead, our Rabb, our misfortune has overwhelmed us, and we were people astray. Then will they plead, our Rabb, bring us out of here. If we do ever repeat the wrongs, then genuinely we are wrong people. And an answer will come, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا, be driven away, remain in Jahannam, and don't even speak to me. This will be the last talk of the Jahannamis, and they will not be able to talk after this. When Allah Ta'ala will say, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا, be away, be driven in Jahannam, and don't even speak to me, then the hadith says that they will bark each other like dogs. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي, it will be said to them that they were some of my servants who used to say, our Rabb, we do believe, so do forgive us and be merciful to us, for you are the best of those who show mercy. But you treated them with ridicule. They used to beg Allah Ta'ala. They used to be faithful and loyal to Allah Ta'ala. They had committed themselves. With all that, they would still consider themselves to be insufficient and deficient, asking and begging Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and His mercy all the time. But you, when you saw them in this humble manner, lowering themselves for Allah Ta'ala, being modest and humble, then you treated them with ridicule. They were downtrodden in your sight. You treated them with ridicule, until this made you forget my message, and you used to actually laugh at them. I have rewarded them this day because of their perseverance. They persevered upon righteousness right throughout their lives. Today they are the ones who will prosper. Then will Allah Ta'ala ask them, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ, how long did you live on earth in the count of years? They will say, we lived a day or part of a day. Then ask those people who keep count. Then will it be said to them, that you have lived just for a short while. Had you only known that this life on earth is very short, is just a probationary life, is not a lasting, eternal life. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, do you think that we have created you in jest, as a pastime without any purpose, and you will not be brought back to us? Then high is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King, the reality. There is no God but He. He is the Rabb of the magnificent throne. And whoever invokes a God besides Allah Ta'ala, then he has no proof for this. His reckoning will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Rabb. Indeed, the kafirs will definitely fail and say, my Rabb, do forgive and show mercy, for you the best of those who show mercy. When we ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and here it is not mentioned what do you ask forgiveness for. Similarly, you asking and begging the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. What you are asking, what mercy for what, you aren't mentioning that. So what you are asking for is that Allah Ta'ala should save you from all type of problems, minor and major, worldly and connected to the life after death. So all type of problems, difficulties, discomfort, Allah Ta'ala must save you and protect you. Therefore, it's left general, Rabbi Ghfir, without showing the maf'ool, without showing what should be forgiven. So all, everything small and major, any discomfort, any pain, any type of uneasiness, Allah Ta'ala should move it out of the path. Warham, and show us mercy. In other words, mercy to the highest level is you get all that which you desire for. Whatever you've been aiming for, whatever you've been wishing for, so you get everything. Rabbi ighfir warham, what a comprehensive dua. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Continuously asking the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And you are the best of those who show mercy. What a comprehensive and complete dua. Some of our Buzuganadeen would recite these type of words. Some would read these very words. Some would say, Allahumma afini wa afu anni. Allah Ta'ala, do give me ease in this life and do forgive me. So once you have got ease and forgiveness, then you have covered your entire life. As though you've got a cover for your complete life. We look forward for a cover, an insurance cover, etc., etc. But the real cover is the cover of Allah Ta'ala when He's covered you against every uneasiness, every pain and difficulty, and He's saved you with every comfort. Then can you get any cover better than this cover of Allah Ta'ala? So implore Him, ask Him, beg Him all the time. Some Sahaba Kiram say that we were going forth in an expedition. And the Rasulullah advised us to recite these two verses, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ till the end of the surah, mornings and evenings. It says, we read this throughout the journey, the mornings and the evenings, and we came back successful, without any pain, healthy, and with a lot of gains. But Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had seen a person extremely weak, broken down, distressed, pain. So he recited these two verses, Afahasibtum, till the end of the surah, and thereafter blew into his ear. He immediately, or in a very short time, he recovered his health, restored his health, very healthy. Rasulullah asked him, Ibn Mas'ud, what did you recite? He explained, I recited these two verses. Nabi Sallam then explained to him, that if these two verses were recited with yaqeen and total conviction in the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can move mountains as well. What a powerful, dynamic verse. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ till the end, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Rabb, do forgive us and show mercy to us. You are the best of those who show mercy.